Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go to our next caller, and that is John, and he's calling from Spanaway. Hi, John. How are you today?
Hey, I'm real bad, doctor. That's why I called you.
Okay.
I'm really getting depressed over overactive bladder. It started about 20, maybe 25 years ago, but it's gotten progressively worse.
Okay.
I just have can't control my my bladder. It just burst, and very bad for my social life.
Oh, sure. And are there certain things that you've tried so far?
I've tried everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing natural.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Have you been to physical therapy already?
No.
Okay. That's actually, I know it's not a product to swallow and not necessarily a natural supplement, but it is not invasive and a very accessible way for people to be able to help with the overactive bladder. I do find that the physical therapy can be really helpful. There's physical therapists that are specifically trained in overactive bladder and other bladder conditions and genitourinary conditions. And so if you were to talk with your provider about possibly somebody that's in your area, you would want to say, I just want somebody that specializes in this concern, because you don't want to go to somebody who works with wrists or ankles. You would definitely want somebody who specializes in overactive bladder. But that
I've never heard that.
I would definitely consider physical therapy. I think very highly of physical therapy for these topics, these concerns. But then if you're looking for possibly something that may be helpful as far as something that you could take, there is some research on green tea. And this would be something that you would be taking in a supplement form. Of course, you can drink green tea, but you can also take it in a supplement. It's the green tea extract. And that is definitely something that can be helpful for overactive bladder. And it has so many other positive benefits to it as well. And you can get green tea extract in quite a few different places. Of course, the Tahoma dispensary has that, but you can find that other places as well. Just as a general statement about supplements, I usually try to encourage people to go to a supplement store instead of purchasing through Amazon or through a drugstore, just because I feel the quality is better, and you know that when you go in there that 99% sure that the product that you're buying is actually really what's in the bottle, versus like on Amazon, sometimes you are concerned that maybe what you're getting isn't really what's on the label. Anyways, that was just a general recommendation. I just want you to get a high quality green tea extract if you're going to use it.
So does that increase your pulse?
No, it shouldn't. You should that's a good question, because green tea can contain caffeine, but the green tea extracts don't necessarily have caffeine in them. So that would be something to ask the dispensary that you visit, is does this specific product that you're looking at have any caffeine in it? Because I think it would be nice to have one that doesn't have caffeine.
Friend of the family recommended pomegranate juice and might help. Mm-hmm. Is there any downside to taking pomegranate juice, say 8 ounces a day of that?
I'd say the downfall I would see would be that it's essentially sugar. I do see that it has health benefits, and I would encourage not to use that much in a day. I mean, that's a cup, which doesn't seem like that much. But I believe that you can use less of it and still have health benefits, like 2 to 4 ounces a day instead of 8 ounces. Yeah.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Yeah. I hope that these help you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.